Hey, it's me, Richie T, and on the phone with me, Emily Mortimer. Where are you calling from, Emily?
New York City.
A beautiful hotel room, I'm sure, and you've done about 10 of these already this morning, yeah?
Well, my own room in Brooklyn. We live in Brooklyn, so it's actually very painless. I'm getting to lie in bed and talk on the radio while my husband has to take the kids to school, so I feel like I've drawn the long straw.
Nice. I just get this vision now of you just being like, yeah, okay, PJs, that'll be fine. That's what I'll wear to this interview.
Exactly. It's awesome.
So what number in line am I this morning? Am I 5, 6, 10?
3.
Number 3. Okay. So you're warmed up a little bit, but you're not burned out. I like this. I like where we're at.
And we're at the perfect point.
For people who go, man, this voice sounds familiar. Where I fell in love with you, Emily, is in the newsroom.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so proud to be part of the newsroom and have had such an amazing time working on it. So it's lovely when people like to watch it.
You know, the thing that I love about the newsroom, too, is I started watching the newsroom kind of as like a, you know, I'd watch it at night. I've got a kid, and so I had to make sure that the kid was in bed. It was a later hours kind of show for me. And my wife comes in and she's watching me watch this. And she doesn't normally get into these kind of shows. But because of the characters and the dialogue is so catchy, I had to save a seat for her every time we put the kid to sleep. And then, we would watch that.
Oh, that's great. Well, I definitely think there's something, you know, he's a news buff, obviously. And it's a very brilliantly written about current affairs or the recent past, you know, important news stories of the recent past, but it's all interwoven with these intense personal relationships between the people who work in the newsroom, and I think that's partly what gets people hooked is the sort of romances and the fallings in and fallings out between the characters.
Now, you'll have to forgive me because I know that I've heard different things. What is going on with the newsroom?
I know that this is the last season. We're about to start shooting in a week, and then it will be on the air in September. And they're just doing Aaron's writing now. The last batch.
You know, the thing that's upsetting for me is that it seems like the season just starts and then it's over again. You know, I get into it. I'm following the story and I'm loving it, and then it's like, wait, 10, 12 episodes. What happened?
I know. Well, it's incredibly intense, the writing that has to be done on the show and also the performing of it. It's like, as Jeff always says, it's like doing a play on Broadway every 9 days, you know. It's just that intense and that dense. So it takes everything out of everybody, and it turned out to be a shorter season than most cable one-hour dramas.
So by the end of it, you guys are pretty exhausted then, it sounds like, too.
Yeah, we're totally, spent is the word.
You know, I was doing some reading up on you, and I just have this question based on some stuff that I found about you. You had a Mexican punk band at your wedding?
We did, Los Super Elegantes. We met them in L.A., and my husband, Sandra, was in a movie, a Lisa Chilodenko movie called Laurel Canyon, where he was playing a British rock star in the movie, despite being American, who had an affair with Frances McDormand, who's this music producer. And so he did some research by going into round to some of the venues in L.A. at the time, and he was shadowing this band called Los Super Elegantes, who were just so brilliant. And we ended up befriending them all, and then we ended up flying them all to England, to the English countryside in Oxfordshire to play our wedding. And we're still friends with them. And now Martignano, one of the leaders of the band, makes shoes in Argentina, beautiful shoes. And Milena, who was the lead singer, the kind of Mexican Debbie Harry, she's a potter. So they've all gone on to different lives. But at the time, they were just so rock and roll and out there.
That sounds awesome. Just flying them out to the English countryside for your wedding. Tell me about...
I know
Oh, go ahead.
No, it was just funny. A lot of lost Mexicans and Argentinians wandering through the country lanes in rainy Oxfordshire.
Talk to me about Doll and M, because people are going to be able to see you guys, see you a lot more now.
Well, yeah, it's at 10 o'clock tonight on HBO, and for the next 3 weeks, every Wednesday. And they're playing two episodes at once every week. They're 22 minutes each or something, the episodes. And it's a sort of semi-autobiographical mini-series, which is a dark comedy about what happens when you make your best friend your personal assistant. And the answer is everything goes horribly wrong. And Dolly and I play... Dolly is my real childhood best friend, and she's also a brilliant comic actress from England. She's like the sort of Kirsten Wig of England. And she's got equally long legs and is equally as funny. And she came to L.A. and we improvised this thing and then ended up writing five more episodes once we got commissioned. The autobiographical part is really just our friendship, that we set the scene by establishing this very convincing real-life friendship that we have together, this authentic friendship, and then we take that friendship in all sorts of horrific directions, and we both behave kind of monstrously towards each other, which all of which, I'm happy to tell you, is completely invented and imagined.
So if people want to catch it, it's called Doll and M, and they can just set DVRs to catch it, or it's on tonight, you say?
It's on tonight at 10 p.m. And for the next 3 weeks.
All right. Emily, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. And now everyone else, it's downhill for everybody else that you have to talk to, because number three, that's the prime spot. So take that, everybody else.
Yeah, number three was the sweet spot.
Thank you very much, Emily.
Okay, take care.
You bet. Bye-bye.